Hello, welcome to GCSE Bite Size Science. This is Dr. Chris Smith and Dr. Kat Arney. We're from The Naked Scientists. In part one of this podcast, we found out about hydrocarbons and ethanol. Now we're going to explore the science of polymers. So, Kat, what are polymers?
Polymers are simply very large molecules that are made by sticking together lots of smaller ones called monomers.
And what sorts of things can you use as monomers?
Mostly we use alkenes. These are hydrocarbons that have a double bond, which makes them reactive. For example, if you react a lot of chloroethene monomers together, you'll make polychloroethene, also known as PVC.
And as well as PVC, what other sorts of polymers can be made?
Two common ones are polyethene, or polythene, which is made from ethene. And there's also polypropene, better known as polypropylene, and that's made from propene.
And are all polymers the same?
Not at all. Different polymers have different properties, so they have different uses, and it all depends on the chemicals the polymer's made from. They have so many uses, from waterproof coatings to fillings for rotten teeth, dressings for cuts, shrink wrappings, even soft contact lenses or disposable nappies.
So can you give me some examples of those polymers?
Polythene is very flexible, so you can use it to make plastic bags and bottles. Polypropene is much stronger, so you'd use this to make plastic crates or ropes, while polychloroethene, or PVC, is used for water pipes and electrical cable insulation, as well as those shiny trousers of yours.
I haven't got any. So let's get down to the molecular level. What are some of the chemical differences between the polymers that mean they have different properties?
Polymer molecules can have little branches coming off them, which changes the way they behave. For example, low-density polythene has lots of branches, and that makes it relatively weak, and you can only use it up to about 85 degrees centigrade. But high-density polythene has very few branches. This makes it much stronger and able to stand temperatures up to 120 degrees.
And thinking about the plastics in our homes, some of them are soft and bendy like cling film, whilst others are really sturdy like pipes. So why are they so different?
It's because of clever chemicals called plasticizers. These let the polymer molecules slide over each other more easily, making the plastic softer and more flexible. For example, PVC is actually a hard polymer without plasticizers added to it, so you can use it to make pipes and window frames. But if you add some plasticizers, you can make a lovely flexible plastic for flooring, dashboards, or even clothes.
And can we make anything else from these polymers?
You can make slime. You simply mix a polymer called polyethanol in water and you'll get a lovely slime. And by changing the amount, you can make it thin and runny or thick and snotty.
It sounds fantastic, but are there any problems with using plastics and polymers?
The thing that makes polymers so useful is that they don't react with things. So you can use them to store, for example, food or chemicals safely. But this also does mean they're very difficult to get rid of. Most polymers aren't biodegradable, so they don't get broken down by bacteria on rubbish tips.
Is there anything we can do about that?
Well, you can add chemicals to the polymers to help them break down more quickly. And in fact, some carrier bags and bin bags are made out of these biodegradable plastics. But ultimately, they still release plastics into the environment, which may be harmful.
And how else could we get rid of them then?
Well, you can burn them, and this releases a lot of energy that could be used to heat homes or generate electricity, but it also makes carbon dioxide, which adds to global warming, as well as releasing toxic gases.
Well, that doesn't sound very nice. Can't we just recycle plastic?
Many polymers can actually be recycled, so that helps to save resources and cut down on waste. You can tell if a plastic container can be recycled, as it will have a symbol stamped on it, but you do have to separate out the different types of plastics and recycle them separately. Now, this can be pretty tricky to do on a large scale, as well as expensive, but if we use fewer plastics and we try to recycle or reuse whenever possible, this will help to save resources and cut down on the environmental damage that they cause.